WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero, we do have some accumulating snow in parts of the Garden State today.
Indeed we do, and roads are pretty slippery, especially local streets that may have been untreated during the overnight hours, so you want to leave yourself some extra time for sure. We'll check in with fast traffic in just about a minute and a half. Now, temperatures along the coast, little cooler than expected. So right now I'm seeing almost all snow across central and southern New Jersey. Things have already tapered off in the northern part of the state, so we'll continue to see snow fall over the next few hours. Things will taper off completely by about midday today, and then we'll get breaks of sun this afternoon, highs lower 40s. Clouds fill back in tonight, lows in the upper 20s, and then tomorrow will start cloudy and quiet before storm system number 2 comes in. Looks like it'll arrive afternoon and evening, probably just rain in southern and coastal counties, and then most of the state changing over to rain tomorrow night into Sunday, but there could still be some big snow accumulations in North Jersey. We're also on the lookout for that flash freeze concern Sunday afternoon. New Brunswick is 29, Summers Point 31, and Manchester 31.
Dan, for the immediate future right now, heading out, are we looking at icy conditions anywhere this morning?
My personal commute, some of the local roads were snow-covered and a little slippery. Major roads probably faring a little bit well, but might still be a little treacherous over the next, we'll say, 2 or 3 hours or so.
All right. Before you head out this morning, take a minute to download our free mobile app. We're going to send you the latest storm information and traffic news to get you where you need to go safely. And you'll be connected to up-to-the-minute information on this weekend's coming storm, including any flooding or power outages. It was a landmark day in Trenton and a rare win for Governor Murphy. Murphy and Democratic legislative leaders announcing they'd reached agreement on details of a plan to gradually raise New Jersey's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. Seasonal workers, farm workers, those at small businesses won't reach $15 until 2026 or maybe even 2027.
Governor Phil Murphy says it will give most minimum wage workers a raise of more than a dollar on July 1st and $1 raises on January 1st of each of the next 4 years.
We have changed the lives of 1 million workers in this state. And by the way, another 500,000 children who depend on those workers.
Assemblyman Hal Wirth says small businesses can't afford more than a $13 minimum wage and that Murphy isn't being a realist.
But I don't think he realizes the damage he's doing. And unfortunately, I think by the time we're vindicated, it'll be too late. New Jersey will be in a recession and you'll have massive job losses.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are hovering right around that freezing mark this morning, and that's why we may see some icy conditions. The morning snow and rain showers will taper off completely by midday. Breaks of sun by late afternoon, highs in the lower 40s. This is the time to make sure that you got your snow shovel ready, that you have your ice melt ready, that you've got gas for your snow blower, because we have nasty weather ahead for the weekend and a winter storm watch already posted for most of New Jersey from Saturday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. And Dan will tell you everything you need to know about that coming storm in the minutes ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have the latest on the government shutdown and funeral services for a New Jersey veteran that hopefully you may attend. The story is in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Steve Trevelise.
The Sopranos was about a guy, you know, with the same problems as you and I. He just happens to be a mob boss. And that's what made the show so funny. Gabby?
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning right around that freezing mark, and you may have a wintry mix to deal with on your early morning commute, but any of the morning snow and rain showers should taper off completely by midday. We're actually going to get into the lower 40s for a high today. Now, the winter storm watch already in effect for the northernmost counties in New Jersey. That starts Saturday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. And Dan will have all of the details on that storm coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A 4-year-old boy, dead, never woke up from a nap at his Jersey City preschool. Workers found the boy unresponsive. He was rushed to the hospital but could not be revived. Police are investigating, but they say they have no idea what happened at this point. Grief counselors are going to be at that school today. President Trump has denied House Speaker Pelosi the use of a military aircraft to visit troops abroad. This after Pelosi sought to have Trump postpone his State of the Union address. The nation's two most powerful leaders engaged in a game of constitutional brinkmanship as the partial government shutdown drags on. As workers brace to lose another federal paycheck, a growing number of New Jersey businesses are offering perks and freebies to the families affected by the shutdown. You can see a full list of what's available at NJ1015.com. It may be a new year, but New Jersey Transit continues to struggle with the same old problems. Angry commuters left on platforms waiting for trains that are delayed or just never show up. Governor Murphy says more engineers are being trained and things will improve, but not for a while.
After we toured an NJ Transit training facility, the governor said he expects a noticeable improvement in service by next November.
When you've graduated at that point, before December, even three classes of engineers, we've shaken a lot of the post-PTC testing hangover behind us.
DOT Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Scachetti said the agency still has a backlog of trains that must be tested and pass inspection, so...
It's an incremental increase in cars you see as the equipment is put out there. They go through their testing, and they return to the fleet.
In Newark, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. Police now fear the man wanted for running down two women as they crossed the street in Newark has fled to his home country of Mexico. Nestor Marin Ramaldo has been identified as the driver of the SUV seen on video hitting the women. He never slowed down. He kept right on going. The women remain in the hospital 10 days later. Police say they don't know Marin Ramaldo's immigration status, but confirm he is from Mexico. Funeral services will be held later today in South Jersey for a U.S. military veteran who died alone with no family, and little is really known about his life. But a local funeral director is having services anyway and hopes maybe you will join to pay respects to a man who defended your freedom. Patrick Lavery joins us live with more of the details on this story this morning. Patrick?
Eric, 77-year-old Peter Turnpool served in Vietnam, and funeral director Leroy Wooster says he only found that out by discovering a letter from the local Veterans Administration inside Turnpool's Waterford home. The man had no living relatives, once married but divorced in 1980. Wooster's efforts to make sure Turnpool is not laid to rest alone have spread on social media. An honor guard from the nearby Joint Base and a local American Legion post will participate today. Services are at the William C. Doyle Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Wrightstown. Mourners should arrive no later than 1:30 this afternoon. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. New Jersey's newly formed Clergy Abuse Task Force has made its first arrest. Catholic priest Thomas Ganley, who is now 63 and lives in Warren County, is charged with molesting a teen girl. Investigators say it happened while Ganley was at St. Cecilia Church in Woodbridge in the early 90s. The state formed the task force and staffs a hotline 24/7 to take reports of clergy abuse. That number is 855-363-6548. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. Wintry weather this morning, but the real concern is still this weekend. Dan has everything you need to know about it, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. And Dan, I won't really call this anticlimactic in terms of a storm, but given what's coming this weekend, that's where all our attention really is.
Yeah, I mean, we always knew that this first storm system would be the more insignificant of the two. It's hard to call it that because there absolutely are slippery spots, even on major roads that look wet. You're going to find some ice crystals and slushiness out there. The snow continues from this little storm system this morning, especially along and east of the turnpike at this point. Really starting to, we're already wrapped up in North Jersey, really starting to wrap up through the middle part of the state. Showers will end completely by midday at the latest, and I'm thinking we'll get breaks of sun by this afternoon. High temperatures today in the lower 40s, so a little bit of sun above freezing temperatures. We'll see a lot of melt later today. Clouds fill back in tonight as lows fall into the upper 20s, and then tomorrow will start cloudy and quiet, but then by late afternoon and evening, here comes our bigger storm system. This one is going to pass to the north of New Jersey, so we are going to see a quick hit of heavy snow right at the start, but it's going to quickly transition over to rain, especially southern and coastal areas of the state. Little to no accumulation expected there. North of 195, yeah, we could see a couple inches. North of Interstate 78, more serious snow is expected at the front end of this storm. But again, by Sunday morning, rain really takes over here, and the threat for freezing rain is still present in northern New Jersey. The end of this storm is the most precarious part, as wind gusts to 40 miles an hour kick up Sunday afternoon. Temperatures will fall sharply, and we may have this flash freeze thing going on with significant icing all across the state. The end result Monday, bitter cold. Monday morning wind chills will be about 5 to 15 degrees. Degrees below zero. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, New Jersey small businesses brace for the impact of a $15 minimum wage. Many may wind up going out of business. Still no word what happened after a toddler took a nap at a Jersey preschool this week and never woke up. In sports, Islanders over the Devils, Rangers top the Blackhawks, Sixers dominate the Pacers, Knicks lose to the Wizards in the final seconds. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. It is a snowy bus stop across most of the state this morning. Keep an eye on delays. NJ1015.com. Our winter weather alert is active. Showers taper off by midday with breaks of sun this afternoon. We'll see some good snow melt with highs in the lower 40s this afternoon. New Jersey First News time exactly 520.
New Jersey 101.5.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
523 now on a Friday morning in the Great Garden State, and we do have a winter remix that's out there. Now, the good news is the morning snow and rain showers will all taper off completely by midday, and we may even see a little bit of sunshine later this afternoon. But for your early morning commute, you may have a little sloppy, slushy mess that you're going to have to get through. Meteorologist Dan Zara still says it's this weekend storm that could pose some significant problems, and we'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. As complaints about New Jersey Transit train service continue to mount, Governor Murphy still insists the embattled agency is on the right track and that steps are being taken to improve reliability.
During a visit to an NJ Transit training facility, the governor said the main reason for canceled and delayed trains is the shortage of qualified engineers to run them. But fortunately,
the locomotive engineering training program has six concurrent classes in session made up of 102 trainees, which is a record number of classes running at the same time.
Properly staffed rail will be a key element for keeping the system running on time, said Murphy. We want commuters to have faith their trains will show up when they're supposed to. In Newark, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Animal control officers have captured a crazed raccoon in Belmar, wanted for attacking an elderly woman and a dog in less than 24 hours. A neighbor had to beat the raccoon with a shovel to get it off the 83-year-old woman this week. The animal was to be euthanized last night and tested for rabies. New Jersey's foreclosure rate in 2018, once again, ranking as the worst in the nation. Nationally, foreclosure was threatening one of every 215 homes in New Jersey. It's one out of every 75.
Housing trends expert Jeffrey Otto in Mattawan says New Jersey's slow recovery from last decade's recession continues to fuel the foreclosure fire. Home prices here, he says, are still 9% lower than they were in 2006. Nationally, prices are up 17%.
I'll also say that New Jersey has one of the longest processing times in order to be able to complete a foreclosure.
On the bright side, fewer and fewer Jersey homes will enter the foreclosure process going forward, Otto says. About 3% of homes with a mortgage are considered delinquent today, compared to 11% 5 years ago. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. Winter remix out there today. We will see the sunshine later on this afternoon, and that is the calm before the next storm, which will arrive on Saturday. Dan has everything you need to know about it. Coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, New Jersey is ready to enact a $15 minimum wage, and small businesses are bracing for it. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news this morning, Asian stocks have been on the rise, signs of possible progress in negotiations over Beijing's tariff war with Washington. China announced its economy czar will go to Washington for talks later this month. On Wall Street, stocks climbed on trade optimism following the report that there may be support for a cut in U.S. penalty duties on Chinese imports. The Dow was up almost a full percent, now trading at 24,370. New Jersey's First News is engineered this morning by Eric Potts, our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.